Greetings, you're listening to Spirit Led Living, and this is your spiritual coffee break. You know what it is, it's time for the Wednesday spiritual coffee break. I'm right out here at the B Cafe. It's the Coffee Tea Wine Cafe, right here in the heart of the Atlanta University Center here in Atlanta. And it's November 8th, and I'm telling you, the sun is out in the ATL, honey. The sun is out. So I'm actually sitting outside the cafe. I'm sure you can hear the cars behind me. And I just had a beautiful come to Jesus moment, I'm telling you, with Sherry, who's the cafe owner. She is a beautiful soul and spirit. If you recall our last episode, we talked to Sherry about her experiences, the cafe itself, and how the cafe has just been this beautiful space for people to not only enjoy good, amazing food, including my favorite, the lavender latte. And I also have some delicious lemonade as well. Let me tell you, honey. Oh my gosh. My gosh. Nothing like a good look. Like there's nothing like a good drink. But we were just talking about just being yourself, being authentic. Being authentic as a parent, you know, I had a real moment this week where I was just feeling really overwhelmed. And I had to have an honest conversation with my girls after having a little breakdown. And they were like, Mommy, it's okay. Like, you know, we still look up to you and that sort of thing. And it's sometimes we try to hold ourselves together. And part of that process of holding together can sometimes be a toxic cycle of not really giving yourself permission to allow other people to see when you need to take a breather, when you need a break, when you need to just have an aha moment. Sometimes we get overwhelmed. A lot of times we will get overwhelmed throughout our life. And, you know, it's important that we do what? We exhale. And we give ourselves permission to just feel what we feel in that moment. And that was that moment the other day. So, you know, talking to my daughters was really beautiful. And they actually came to me with a plan to help make things easier in our household. And I'm telling you, I was like, oh, okay. And it's definitely a testament to how well I feel like that I've raised them. I have to give myself a pat on the back. Because for them to say, hey, you know what? We can chip in more. We can contribute in this way. When I tell you it's life-changing, oh my gosh. Like they're like, we can take the lead. We can help alleviate things. And it really is a beautiful thing because sometimes as a parent, we feel like we have to be in charge of so much. And we do. But then there are times when we put tasks on our list that are not required of us. There's some things that we do that we don't even need to be doing. And especially as our children get older, there's a lot more that they can do. And I know my mom, the last time she came to visit me, she was like, oh my gosh, like they can do more things, right? I'm sure they can do more things. And, you know, I feel like over time I've allowed my children to do more things. They've naturally just taken, you know, more of the lead in certain areas of our family's, you know, set up. But I think too, the other thing is as a parent, we can sometimes be in protective mode. I was talking to a friend earlier this week or last week, and we were talking about that same energy. Sometimes we want our children to feel like they have our support 24 hours a day. And sometimes they just need to know that we are breathing. Sometimes they just need to know that we are literally just there for them when we need to step in. And sometimes stepping in is stepping out. Is pulling back. Sometimes it's a matter of tuning into what your child is really saying that they need in that moment. And sometimes it does not come through words. They literally just may want a hug, or they may need you just to give them a moment to process whatever they're experiencing. And sometimes that processing does not have anything to do with us saying anything to them. At the end of the day, our children are other people. They're human beings. You know, they have their own lives. They have their own journey. And they're going to have moments in their lives where they're not going to necessarily be able to know what they need. And sometimes they do. And either way, there are times when they just want us to really just be in a space where we can just support them based on that moment, based on the need in that moment. And because this is a spiritual experience that you're tuned into today, you know, I'm always going to go back to God and say, when we are tuned into God, when we are in alignment with God, then we lean on God for guidance in these moments. And so in this moment, when I was feeling overwhelmed and I was feeling all these things the other day, you know, not only did my daughters come, but I also had to take a breather for myself, right? And taking a bath sometimes helps me, right? Sometimes it's taking a walk. Sometimes it's taking things off my plate. So in this case, I decided to take something off my plate. I decided that all the things that I thought that I wanted to do on that day, I just needed to just pause, breathe, and know that if I don't have the full capacity to put in the energy and effort that it takes to actually execute that goal, then it's just important that I just let it go. Sometimes we can just keep going and going and going, but God is often like, just let it go. Let it go and do what is most important right now. And in that moment, it was for me to continue to process what I was feeling in that moment and just breathe and just be. Sometimes just to be. And look, I'm right in front of the Bee Cafe. Let me tell you. Oh, look at that. Confirmation. Just be. That is a confirmation. God wants us to sometimes just be. Like, sometimes we have to remember that we are humans. We are humans, right? Just beings, not doings. Like, God is like, look, you are a human being. You are not a human doing. And we just are, like, doing so many things. We're doing. And sometimes the doing is about just sitting in the stillness of life. Just sitting in the stillness of life. I'm going to sit out here for a moment and just sit and just enjoy the outdoors for a moment. And with that, I'm spiritual advisor Kwasi Dafi. Tune in next time for another episode of Spirit Led Living. Bye now.